My name is Ross McCullough. I cover healthcare and consumer staples. I'll take you through Aspen Pharmacare this morning. Just to take you through the macro environment in Aspen. Obviously, a healthcare stock, and in the last year to 18 months, we've had nothing other than obesity drugs, which have stemmed from diabetes drugs. Outside of that, the global healthcare has really, really struggled. It's a highly regulated industry. Outside of Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, there hasn't been much growth. And Aspen is obviously affected by regulation, which, with 60% of their revenue coming from South Africa, Australia, and China. South Africa has single exit pricing regulations. Australia has PBS, which is prescribed benefit schemes, and China has volume-based procurement. They've really struggled with the regulatory side of things. From our valuation point of view, we have a downside of 10.6%, which is down from our previous valuation. We had a valuation of 189 rand. They were 170 rand at the time. Now they're up to 210 rand a share. Trading at a forward PE of 12 times and a 1 year forward to EBITDA of 10 times, it has surpassed our valuations. So if it can retract a little bit, we might see a little bit of upside. Looking at the results, their revenue was up 10%, but when you look at it from a currency, from an exchange rate point of view, it was only up 2%. We are waiting for a more information coming from their vacant sterile capacity and from the updates from the Gavi, which is the African Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, which is the Bill and Melinda Gates contract. So there's about $1 billion coming from that. We're not sure how much will come Aspen's way. But they will definitely get a percentage of that because they are in good stead. We do have a hold recommendation. So as I said, if it tracks a little bit from the 220 valuation, we will see some upside from that. But at the moment, it's looking a little bit stretched.